Zuni Pueblo is the largest of 19 New Mexican Indian villages. Tribal elder Alex Ciautua and his family have been working for many years on a large mural in a 1600s mission church on their reservation. They're documenting history by painting life-size sacred figures that are central to their culture. At the heart of this is respect for elders.
I give my forefathers a credibility. Even though they may be 6 feet underground, I still carry their words of wisdom to fulfill my mission. Reaching young, 74 years, I feel young at heart.
Ciautua imbues his philosophy of life with the word patience, needed to memorize long prayers in Zuni. Most young people speak the language that wasn't written down until 20 years ago. Not so for Chippewa tribal members. Larry Martin is Anishinaabe Ojibwe and director of the American Indian Studies Program at UW-Eau Claire. His life undertaking is to bring back the Ojibwe language.
For the most part, young Ojibwe, young Chippewa people, or young Dakota people do not speak the language. The native speakers of Ojibwe or Chippewa are primarily, with the exception of these few new folks, older people, often quite old. Zuni isn't like that. One of the things that when I go to Zuni, all generations speaking Zuni to each other.
But some of Martin's students are changing that.
Minigishi God, it's a wonderful day, and I'm glad to be learning my culture and my language.
Michael Ojibwe is president of the Native American Student Association at UW-Eau Claire and member of the Red Cliff Band of Chippewa. He'll be at the powwow alongside the Zuni visitors.
Is not meant to be a spectacle for the general public. It's a celebration. It brings many different Indian nations together. We come together to celebrate through dance. That's what the powwow centers around. There's the arena. All revolves around the drum, which represents the heartbeat, kind of the life of our people.
Non-Indians are invited to join in some of the dances and greet Alex Ciautua and his son Ken.
May you have a blessed life.
Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.